what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Hello. Welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. My name is Dayton, and I am Bruh.
And I am Easy, and I am your bro.
And that was Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, "I've Been to the Mountaintop." We will start this podcast in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here is a letter he wrote from Birmingham Jail on April 16, 1963. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Frankly, I have never yet engaged in a direct action movement that was well-timed. According to the timetable of those who have not suffered unduly from the disease of segregation. For years now, I have heard the word, wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with the piercing familiarity. This wait has almost always meant never. We must come to see with the distinguished jurist of yesterday that justice too long delayed is justice denied.
Thank you, Dayton. And so now we're going to jump into this week's Joke of the Week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the Week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. You want to hear a dirty joke? A boy fell in a mud puddle. You want to hear a clean joke? He took a bath.
That's a good one, Dayton. Now we're going to run into this week's Big Word of the Week, which Dayton will also present to us.
Big Word of the Week is brought to you by All Type Finch, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's Big Word of the Week is segregation. You heard this word many times in Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, and it is spelled S-E-G-R-E-G-A-T-I-O-N, segregation. I feel like I'm in the spelling bee right now. The action or state of setting someone or something apart from other people or things or being set apart.
Yes. As we go into this next segment, which is Tech Facts, which is presented by the Hair Cafe, located in Clinton, Maryland, on 10204 White Avenue. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. As said on SpaceSafetyMagazine.com, during their pre-launch quarantine, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins signed hundreds of envelopes and gave them to a friend. The friend was instructed to mail the envelopes to the crew's families on key dates, their launch and moon landing in particular. Such envelopes are known as covers. Use of covers as insurance seems to have been practiced throughout the Apollo missions and may have begun as early as NASA's Mercury program. The cost of an Apollo 11 autograph today can run up to $30,000.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
So basically what they're doing is, because NASA didn't provide insurance, they signed autographs and sold them, basically, just in case something bad happened to them.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Okay, we're going to slide into this week's book recommendation, which is presented by Murray Physical Therapy, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's book recommendation is Strength to Love by Martin Luther King. Strength of Love is a book that Dr. Martin Luther King wrote in 1963 that talks about the political issues in that time period and is a very good book by Martin Luther King. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we go into some of the tail parts of this podcast, Dayton's going to give us this week's random acts of kindness.
The RAOK. Random Acts of Kindness is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet. Today's RAOK is send a care package to a deployed soldier.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case they need, because they really need help now, especially. Okay, so we're going to sprint into this week's quote of the week, which is presented by Howe and Krause, Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase. Dayton, what does that mean to you?
Well, you should read it again.
Okay. Again, faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase.
So, when there's faith, it's your first thing when you can't see everything.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, as we start our podcast, we'd like to let you guys know about some of our stuff that you can get from us. There's many things which Dayton and I will go over.
We got fanny packs.
Wow.
We got mugs.
Amazing.
We got man/woman handbags.
So cool.
I went over fanny packs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to cars.
Wowza.
Yeah, we ship them right to your house.
And many more prizes, which you can win by contacting us at bro@outlook.com.
Yeah.
Which is where you can also contact us if you have any suggestions that you'd like to make about our podcast, any recommendations, anything. So, as we really start to wrap this podcast, we'd like to give a shout-out to the people who make us possible. Our producer/director, B.L. Self.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray.
And our therapy dog, P.
What will we do without a therapy dog? Nothing.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you next week.
And today, we created a new word. Actually, we did. It's called arachnivist, a made-up word for a person who does random acts of kindness.
But I'm not concerned about that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people